Jeannie Fitchin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hi, Chris. Look at everybody here. I see lots of old friends. And some new friends. How many are here for the first time? Good. Well, you'll be back, because everybody gets hooked. Passing you by. When you look at an old photo of your child, and then you look at him now, and you see how he's grown so tall and straight, and you wonder where all those years have gone. Or when you can count on your hands all the friends who've passed on. They still had a whole lot of living to do. And you know that you still have a whole lot of living to do. But time is passing by. I dream of things that I would do. I dream of things, some old, some new. I dream these things across the sea. I dream these things for you and me. Sing this part with me. Time passes. Time passes, and so must I. Time passes, the days go by. Time passes, it just goes on. Time passes. Stranger still, my time and dreams I can fulfill, and all these things I hold so dear are memories now for lonely years. Time passes, and so time passes, the days go by. Time passes, it just goes on. Time passes, and then we're gone. It's so easy to dream of the days gone. It's a hard thing living the times to come, and the grace to accept every moment as a gift is a gift that is given to some. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with the days of your life but dream till you've loved them away? Love till you've loved them away. While my love is near me, I know it will be so till it's time to go. So count the storms of winter, and then the birds in spring again. I do not fear time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time goes?
Thank you so much. It's so true. Who knows where the time goes? And seems like I can count on both my hands all our dear friends who passed on way, way too soon. It almost seems like you hear something almost every day. Somebody's getting very sick or passed on so unexpectedly. So when I stood on this stage 40 years ago, it seemed like yesterday, actually, I sang only traditional music. That's all I was allowed to sing here. But that was fine because I loved traditional music. So this is a song that is a combination of an old traditional song, one that you may recognize, and one that I wrote to make it sort of sound traditional. So those of you who don't know either one of them, you have to guess which one is traditional. Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. He's gone and leave me. He's gone and leave me. He's gone and leave me to sorrow and more. Mother, won't you wish me well? Such love has come to me. On the wings of a snow-white dove, such love has come to me. Purple and fine linens, velvet roses will be mine. And I'll leave this world of struggle, pain and misery behind. And when the moon
turns to day, in the sun we'll run away. Little one, oh little one, so young and so demure, like a sweet babe in the piney woods, so innocent and pure. With fury and desire you fell into his web of lies, and he'll love you, he'll leave you to pine away and die. And when the moon is high and his arms you will light, but when the night turns to day, in the sun he'll run. Set me free, such pain has come to me. On the wings of a snow-white dove, such pain has come to me. With fury and desire, I fell into his web of lies. And he loved me, he lead me to pine away and die. And when the moon was high, in his arms I did lie. But when the night turned to day, in the sun he ran away. Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. He's gone and leave me, he's gone and leave me. He's gone and leave me to sorrow and moan.
Thank you. Such an uplifting song. A lot of those old traditional songs were songs of either revenge or songs about grueling labor, subservience, endless childbearing. It went on and on and on and on. They were sure fun to sing anyway. Oh. Don Grooms had a song. He didn't write love songs. He wrote a lot of great songs, but love songs was not something he was really into. But there was one song that he wrote that I loved, and it was, I think it was called This Is the Closest I'll Ever Get to a Love Song. And at the time, I didn't write love songs either. But I was so inspired by that song, so I decided that I was going to attempt one in the same vein as his. So he was the inspiration behind this song. So now this song is, the story is from the perspective of a man. So you have to remember that as I'm singing this, otherwise it'll be silly. And I call it the redneck love song, and I try to give it my best redneck voice. I've got some time this morning. Coffee's on the stove, pine logs burning in the fire. I put my shotgun away, I won't be hunting much today, 'cause I'm with you, you're the object of my desire. You've been asking for some time to sit and talk a spell about all the things you've had on your mind. Well, here I am for you, honey. Put a lock on the door. I've got a fire that's burning for you. There's some promises you know I always meant to keep. and someday I'll get to them all. I haven't shaved for a year, 'cause my blade and my shears need sharpening, and I haven't been to town. The fish guts are still rotting on the back porch where I left them just 2 weeks ago. But forget about it, honey. Let's pull the curtains tight. I've got a fire that's burning for you. Well, the trucks are still rusting in the side yard. The garbage is piling up high. But the county landfill so far over the hill, and my tires have gone flat anyhow. I know I spend too much time at the VFW club, dipping with my pals from the war. But here I am for you, honey. I'm all yours right now. I've got a fire in my belly for you. We've been married forever, haven't we now? The kids have grown and gone, and now they're all back again. The screen door is still squeaking, the roof is still leaking, and the milking machine has gone bad. My body's expanding from all your good cooking, and I'm spreading where I never did before. But that's okay by me, honey, 'cause there's more of me to love. I've got a fire in my pot belly for you. I'll tell you the truth now, honey. Though there's snow on the roof, there's a fire. Thank you. That's fun to sing too. When I recorded my last CDs, I had intended to put this song on my Love Flows Like a River album, but the engineer hated it so much, he wouldn't let me. The first time I sang that song, a lady came up to me and she said, "Where'd you come up with all that stuff from?" And I said, "Well, I just started thinking about the worst things I could possibly think of that I would not like in a man." And she said, "Gosh, it sounded just like my ex-husband." So then I wrote a real love song. Actually, I wrote this song for a family wedding. And I've always thought of it as a love song until last year. A friend of mine called. He's a videographer, and he was making a documentary for an organization called Olive Trees for Peace. And their object is to plant 1 million olive trees in the Holy Land, over, I think, a 10-year period. But his little documentary was filming children in Orlando from the Hebrew Day School and the Muslim Academy planting olive trees together in a park. And I said, "Well, I'm happy for you to use the song, but I don't understand the relationship. It's a wedding song, love song." He said, "Well, that may be true." He says, "But we see it as a song about two peoples coming together and starting out in something that's very uncertain and dangerous together." And that's the way we look at the song. And I thought, so ever since then, that's the way I look at the song, and I hope that's the way you look at it too. Here we are. Just the two of us in time alone, on a road we've never traveled. Nope, I started that wrong. Let me start over. Here we are, just the two of us alone, in a passage to tomorrow that's uncertain and unknown. Here we are, just the two of us in time, on a road we've never traveled, on a hill we've never climbed. Like a fledgling on the wing, like a fish who's found the sea, a flower that's fluorescing and a seedling to a tree. My heart is filled with wanderlust. Your love gives that to me. As we pass through to tomorrow, together we will be. On a road that's long and narrow, we can see beyond the bend. There is nothing to fear, 'cause I know you are near and waiting for me at the end. Well, here we are with friends and family so dear, whose smiles and tears bear witness to the love that rings so clear. Here we are, where fools and wiser men have been, giving pause to faith's misgivings, still throwing caution to the wind. There's pleasure in the thunder, and there's beauty in the rain. There's solace, comfort when there's solace, and there's comfort where there's pain. With you the storm is crumbling, and unclouded days remain. As we pass through to tomorrow, we will find we are again. On a road that's long and narrow, we can see beyond the bend. There is nothing to fear, 'cause I know you are near and waiting for me. At the end, you'll be waiting for me. At the end.
Thank you.
Well, a lot of people have asked me what I'm doing here this year. Because last year I was given such a beautiful send-off. I was retiring and selling my house and traveling. And I promise you that that is my plan. That is our plan. But we ran into a few difficulties this year. And so we've had a setback. And we still have those plans. But in the meantime, I'm still here in Florida and I'm still alive. And thank you. Wild horses couldn't keep me away from here. So we are getting ready to go on one of our major trips in just a couple of weeks. We're going back to Alaska. Actually, we're going to be spending about 6 weeks in a little fishing village, catching salmon and canning and smoking and getting blueberries and lagoon berries and huckleberries. Lots of fun stuff. A lot of work. you know, you got to be there when the salmon come in. They come in only certain times, and you have to know which creeks they come into. And once they're there and they go on up those creeks, that's it for another year. So, yeah, that's why you work hard. We're canning sometimes to 1 and 2 in the morning just to get our own stash. Now, this is our stash we keep for 2 years because we go every 2 years to Alaska and stock up, and we eat salmon every day. You know, salmon is a facelift in the jar, ladies. Did you know that? Just remember that. Okay, this is my road song. There are roads made of asphalt, roads made of sand, roads that are seldom very traveled by man. And there are roads made of concrete, gravel and clay. One can find these roads just any old day. There are roads that are rugged, rocky and rough. Roads for the spirited, the daring and tough. And there are roads that are easy, gentle and free. Roads that will satisfy both you and me. There are roads through the mountains and roads through the range, roads through the grasslands, savannas and plains. And there are roads through the cities, villages and towns. Anytime, any day, these roads can. There are roads with no beginning, roads without end, roads you'll find maybe once and never again. And there are roads that lead to glory, honor and fame, roads to corruption, greed, scandal and shame. There are roads lined with silver, roads lined with gold, roads that leave you hungry, thirsty and cold. And there are roads that lead to happiness, roads to despair. Take a look around you, 'cause they're everywhere. There are roads that crumble with the descent or the climb. Roads that endure throughout the passage of time. So remember whenever or whenever you roam, you'll find there's just one road will lead you back home. You better follow that road, 'cause there's no place like home. Thank you. Here's another road song that I learned back in the 60s. It was written in the 60s by a man named Billy Ed Wheeler. I wish I had written this song. It's beautiful, and it's actually anachronistic. It was a song written during the civil rights movement, the war in Vietnam, but it's really about environmental concerns, and it was unusual to have a song that was protesting development, that sort of thing, back in the 60s when there were so many other great things to be concerned with. But I find this song beautiful and timeless, particularly now. I think we need to think about this all the time, especially now. Hi, Mindy. Hi. trouble with plugging in. I can't tune quietly. Trust me, we have to tune. Cousins and I would look forward to picking wild blackberries in the fields near our home. Then all of a sudden, one day that field was razed, and a big motel was built right on that location, and then there was a furniture store, and then there was a strip center, and then there was a big mall, and then highways, four lanes, six lanes. just keeps on going. When my son came to visit last year, and we went on a little tour of the little town we live in right now, Coco, that's where he grew up, he was so appalled by the development and the construction and high rises on the Indian River. That was not what he remembered. And he says, "Mom, nobody listened to your songs." And I said, "No, that's not true. There were lots of folks listening. But the ones who were listening are the ones who didn't need to hear." He said, "Why don't we have another music festival and call it the Because You Didn't Listen Festival?" That sears a wound on the land, and the earth opens wide in a grand landslide, where the water once flowed freely in my hand. There's fire burning where there used to be children playing in the rivers and the springs. Now it grieves me so that you might never know all the treasures it once there were. Well, the seeds of change are sown on the land that is owned by those who push traditions out of mind. With no ties to the past, the future will at last leave the trails of Florida history behind. Now, buildings rise where there used to be children gathering wild berries in the spring. Now it grieves me so that you might never know all the treasures that once there were. Now the stewards and the guardians are crying. The indigos and tortoises are dying. Through promises, chicanery, and lies, changes turn before our eyes. There's a cold, careless wind where the tree should be swaying that sears a wound on the land. Now the fields are open wide and the creatures left to die with the forest, the wetlands, and the sand. Now, prophets rise where there used to be children gathering wild berries in the spring. Now it grieves me so that you would never know all the treasures that once there were. How are we doing on time? Because I want to tell him a story. Okay, I'll tell you the story. How this song came to be. Well, the song actually started not far from here, right on the edge of the Suwannee River. One day I went down there with a pad and a pencil and an apple, and I sat down and I started to write. But I fell asleep. Not for long, but when I awoke, it was with such a start that the apple rolled right out of my lap into the water. And I thought, well, that was that. Until I heard this wee, wee voice saying, "I'll be glad to get your apple for you if you'll do a favor for me." Well, I looked around and there wasn't a single soul, but there was this little green frog in the water. And he said, "Yes, it's me talking. You see, I'm not really a frog. I'm a man. And this evil sorcerer cast a spell upon me and told me I had to stay in this river until a songwriter like yourself came along and gave me a kiss. Come on, won't you help me out? I could see no problem with exchanging one favor for another, and so I bent over and gave him a kiss right on top of his head. And before my eyes, he turned into a man. Somewhat vertically challenged and suffering from hair follicle regression, he was wearing these hideous plaid shorts and a ridiculously wild golf shirt. And I suppressed a giggle and I said, excuse me, sir, but I thought these spells were usually cast upon handsome young princes. He said, well, that may be true, but you see, I'm a real estate developer. I was hired by the state to access this land. And I had this golfing date with the sorcerer, and I don't know, for some reason he thought I was trying to swindle him out of a deal. So he cast a spell upon me, and I've been stuck in the Suwannee River ever since. But all's not lost. Oh, no, indeed. You see, I learned so much about this beautiful river and this magnificent park with all of its trees. And I've got big plans, absolutely. Well, first of all, we're going to dam up the river and create this beautiful lake. And we're going to build a prize-winning golf course. And, of course, a community to go along with it, you know, with hotels, motels, condominiums, apartment complexes, performing arts center. It's really going to be big. I figured we had to cut down about 80% of the trees, but that's no problem because we could assign numbers to them and put them all in a lottery. I didn't want to hear another word. I took that apple and I crammed it back into his mouth, and he just lost his footing and fell into the river. And I watched. Now, as a frog, he had no trouble swimming in this river. But as a man, he floundered. And he slowly disappeared out of sight. And I remembered I had to get back for a performance, so I started rushing back and thinking all that a person can do in such a short time, all the good that a person can do. I know that each and every one of us here will miss that little green frog. But I also know that not a single soul will miss the real estate developer. Mindy and I think Amy are around somewhere, are they? Or did they? Oh, there they are. Okay. They're going to come out and join me on a song. We had no rehearsal. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter with prose. Or with poetry. You're right. Okay. While they're getting set up, I'll get you set up. Yeah, we just need a couple of vocals. And I'm also going to invite everyone else to join us on this song. This is my overpopulation song. How many of you know this song, have heard it, heard me do it before? Good. All right. I personally feel that the biggest problem in the world, environmental problem that we have, is overpopulation. And it's not a popular subject, is it? It's not a popular subject with politicians, and we don't talk about it when we get together with our friends. We should, but we don't. And the important thing is that we have to teach our children. It's too late for us, but we have to teach our children to be good stewards of the earth. And not to fear the unknown, because fear of the unknown is a terrible thing. I know that because I have a lot of members of my family who never go outside, don't have any feeling for the environment. They're terrified of a snake. They're terrified of a spider. They've never had opportunities. They've never gone for hikes in the woods and felt the air and the sweat. Are you one of those? And the thing is, then you learn to fear those things that you don't understand. So if we give our children opportunities to experience these things, and they're not going to fear that corn snake that shows up in the garden. We all have corn snakes in our garden. Or they're not going to fear the alligator in the canal or the lake, even after all the news lately. They're going to respect and appreciate that animal. Or they're not going to fear the hawks who are nesting in the pine tree when the adults come down and dive bomb you in the head trying to protect their nest. They're going to respect that and appreciate it and love it, enjoy having that in their yard, so that they're not going to fear any of these things. They're going to grow up and make informed decisions about the future of the world, about population issues, all of the issues of concern. That's all we really want for them and for all of us. So this is my song, Changes in the Wind. And here I'm going to teach you the chorus that I want you all to sing. I'm going to sing it really slowly at first, and then we'll pick up the tempo. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Come one, come all, and hear the call. There are changes in the wind. Oh, so lovely. Let's pick up the tempo. There are changes. There are changes in the wind, come one, come all, and hear the call. There are changes in the wind. That's your part, and it'll come around each time. How many people is too many as we reach 6 billion strong? Pull your head up from the sand. The choice is in the hand of every woman, child, and man. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Come one, come all, and hear the call. There are changes in. There is no graver premonition than a world that's run out of room. 12 years more uncontrolled would add a billion to the fold and greater burden upon the land. There are changes. There are changes in the wind. There are changes. See discord, drought, and famine as her natural resources disappear. And to feed the human masses, the earth's fulfillment passes to a wasteland wild of sand. There are changes in the wind. There are changes. Part two to the song. I want everybody to listen carefully and then sing it with me. No more copulation when it leads to procreation. There's too much population in this world of ours. Sing it with us now. No more copulation when it leads to procreation. There's too much population in this world of ours. You can do it now again. No more copulation. When it leads to procreation, there's too much population in this world of ours. No more copulation. When it leads to procreation, there's too much population in this world of ours. No more copulation. When it leads to procreation, there's too much population in this world of ours. There are changes. Let's make some changes. Gonna be some changes in you so much. Thank you, everybody. Miss Amy Carroll Webb and Mindy Simmons, thank you so much. Thank you all.
And Jeannie Fitchin.